The proposal by the Department of Transportation would expand the highway from 4 lanes to 6 along a 45-mile corridor south of Madison. The more than billion-dollar project could get underway in 2015, but it will be the next legislature and governor who decide whether it becomes a reality. Of all the gubernatorial candidates, only Republican Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker will say without hesitation that he would support the project if elected.
It's obviously important to Rock County, Dan County. It's even important up to the Dells to have an easier access point from folks coming up from Illinois all the way through that part of Wisconsin, no doubt about it.
Republican Mark Newman, who represented the Janesville area as a member of Congress in the 90s, says he's intimately familiar with the road. He says he supports improving the state's infrastructure to create jobs. However,
in terms of an individual project such as this one, we would have to view it in the overall picture and make a business decision as to which roads are going to be most beneficial and which ones need the most attention first.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, the Democratic candidate for governor, says he thinks the existing interstate needs to be rebuilt so it's up to modern standards, but he won't commit to expanding it to 6 lanes.
Certainly reconstruction is something that I support. I need to study more carefully what the figures are in terms of expansion, but I certainly support reconstruction.
The State Department of Transportation has undertaken several big projects in the last decade, but the biggest have been in the Milwaukee area. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.